5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are growing up, then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, November 24th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us during this segment right now is a candidate for the 106th House District. Todd Smallenberg is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
2.5 pounds heavier because of Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm going to go into no lunch and steak and apples reset and hopefully lose those 2.5 pounds and get back on track for tomorrow. But, hey, I wanted to talk to you about the campaign because a couple of things that I came across over the weekend are actually Thanksgiving and talking to different people is there's been a couple of mailers that have gone into district. Have you heard about those?
Yeah, I have. While I've been gone, I got a text showing me one of the mailers and everything.
Sure. And it's kind of interesting that the current state representative who you are running against for the August primary next year is doing these mailers when we don't see any other mailers out there. I didn't get any from my state representative, John Roth, here in the 104th. I've talked to a couple of people because we're getting ready for the Robert's Rules of Order training, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, December 2nd. I talked to a couple people over in Ken Borton's area for the 105th. I talked to a couple of people in Neil Frisky's 107th. And nobody else got any mailers, but evidently some mailers went out to the folks there in the 106th. I'd like to get your response to that.
I guess he's feeling the pressure, and he's trying to justify his voting record, and also he's not being very truthful. I've seen his commercial where he's, he's opposed to Goshen in China, and yet he voted to fund SOAR, which is, paying for Goshen. I mean, he's double speaking. He's not trying. He's not being truthful about his voting. He's gotta come clean and say, hey, you know what? I voted for SOAR. It's funding Goshen. He keeps saying that he's against that. Well, if he made a mistake, then he needs to come up and said he made a mistake.
Sure. Absolutely. And we'll give him that opportunity. Like I said, I've invited him to come on the show. He's even texted me a couple times, and we've had some bantering back and forth. But, yeah, still no interview been scheduled, so we're waiting to have him come on the radio and say exactly that. Because one of the other things I think is interesting, and you're very aware of this, that obviously they are out of session now. They ended the legislative year. Thank God we don't have anything to talk about really going on in Lansing. It's a ghost town right now. But he voted for the speaker, Joe Tate, in order to get some committee assignments. And I actually broke down and looked at some of those committee assignments and tried to see where he had any substantive input on these committee hearings where some of these bills were brought forward. And for the life of me, I can't find it, Todd. I don't know if you've been looking at his committee involvement and anything that he's actually been able to accomplish or achieve as being put on those committees.
No, not really. Up in Sheboygan GOP a couple of months ago, he was talking about how they have the two-seat majority and that they can't get anything through. And that's when I told him, well, don't vote with them. If you can't get anything through, Cam, why are you voting with them and going along with that? I mean, the go along to get along is not working out for us. And we need effective leaders that are going to stand up and fight against what's going on in Lansing right now. Thank God, like you said, they're in this recess right now and nothing crazy is going to get through like they've done for the last 9 months.
Yeah, exactly. And all home until I believe they're going to gavel in on January 10th just to start the session. But Joe Tate, the speaker that he voted for, has already said that he is refusing to do a joint shared power with the minority leader, Matt Hall, because they, as you know, are now tied 54-54 until the May election, where they're going to have to replace the mayor of both Warren and Westland. Hopefully the Democrats are planning to get those seats back and get their majority back. And I don't think they're actually going to do anything of any major substance until those May elections, you know, next year.
We hope not. But you know what? Look at the voting record of some of the Republicans down there. They've been voting with the Democrats all year long. So, I mean, I'm not putting anything past Matt Hall and the rest of them to go across the aisle and continue voting with them on these unconstitutional acts.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, I know you've been out of the state. You've been getting a new prosthetic leg. How is that process going? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Got home last night after the lovely 22-hour drive back from San Antonio, Texas. Got my new sockets in my new leg that's giving me a shock absorber, so it's not jarring my back as much. And so it's great to be back up in our lovely northern Michigan. You know, it was 80 degrees in Texas, so it was always nice to come back to the briskness of northern Michigan in the start of the winter.
Isn't it amazing the air quality, though? I find it so that when you go outside right now, and, you know, I mentioned that we could get 6 inches of snow today up in Sault Ste. Marie and 1 or 2 inches across, you know, the snow belt. But isn't it interesting how the air just seems to be so much cleaner and brisk, and it smells better up here compared to Texas?
Oh, I that's why we came back home. We missed it. We missed it, and we're just happy to be back.
Now, do you have any events planned now that we're past Thanksgiving? What's on store for your campaigning going on this next week or so?
Well, we got the Alpena parade tonight that we're in for the Parade of Lights. So CNS Trucking has been gracious enough to give us one of the trucks and a trailer. We're going to decorate it this afternoon. So we'll be in the parade tonight at 5:30.
Where's that parade going to be at, Todd?
Downtown Alpena.
That's what I thought, downtown. Yeah. And it starts at 5:30, 6 o'clock, I believe?
Yeah. We got to be 5:30. We got to be at the Alpena fairgrounds to get ready to go. So I think we start about 6.
Right, because it is getting dark out about that time.
Yep.
And one of the things I know, a lot of people have heard your commercials that have been running. They text me. They've gone to your website, alexmullenberg.com, and said that they'd like to host, perhaps have you come and speak at their church, or they'd like you to come to their home and line up a few of their friends. Are you willing and able to do that?
Absolutely. I'd love to. The more people I get to talk to, the more know who I am, what I stand for, and what I'll do. So that way they're informed when it comes August and they go to the ballot box.
Okay, very good. So again, the best way to do that is through the website?
Yeah. Just reach out through me to the website and I'll answer you right away. Or you can, you know, go on my Facebook and everything on Todd Smallenberg, First State Rep. And hit me up, and we'll make up a time, and I'll come on out and sit down with folks and talk to them and answer their questions.
Okay, very good. And then lastly, and again, this doesn't really have anything to do with a state rep, this whole idea about what's going on over in Gaza. I know you, having military experience as a Marine, you have a very strong position on Israel and Hamas and all that. I know that's not really something you'd ever be voting on, but maybe a resolution. I know they 20, I believe it was the MERS story, I got 20 state representatives and state senators called on Biden to do a permanent ceasefire. And it was led by the majority floor whip, Aishish, the Muslim from Dearborn. And if it, you been the state representative and he would have approached you, would you be supportive of a permanent ceasefire telling Bibi Netanyahu to stand down in Gaza right now?
Absolutely not. Hamas is a terrorist organization. the Palestinian people voted for them. And you got to remember 9/11. I remember it vividly when those planes were flying into our towers. They panned throughout the world, and the Palestinians were rejoicing of our 3,000 citizens that were murdered by Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. So this is a terrorist organization. The people support it. They knew what was happening. They know what's been happening. And you know what? Israel has a right to exist and defend themselves, and I have no issues with Israel doing what it's doing.
Yeah, former conservative state representative Dave Ajema, he was voted the most conservative state rep for 3 years back in 2009 through 2012. He says Gaza, the people, voted in Hamas as their leader. Civilians saw them shoot rockets, building tunnels to attack Israeli civilians, and they, the citizens, are complicit. He said he posted that on Facebook. Biden would be pushing for capitulation, forcing Israel into a ceasefire. That's not going to happen. A promise of trickling out 50 hostages at a time could go on for years. We have to destroy them once and for all and secure Israel. So basically, Dave Ajman, you are on the same page on this.
Oh, absolutely. I've been to Israel. I worked with them. And, you know, everyone in front of them hates them, and they got the ocean at their back, and they have every right to exist like anyone. They're the only really true form of democracy in the Middle East. What happened to them is unforgivable, and they have every right to do what they're doing to defend themselves and to eradicate Hamas.
Wipe them off the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing. Rashida Tlaib been yelling and screaming. They offered $20 million to one of the Democrat U.S. Senate candidates, Harper Hill, to run against her in the primary. And he turned the money down. I just read that story. But interesting politics going on, intermingling Michigan with what's going on in Washington, D.C., and just wanted to get your perspective on that as well. So, again, people, if you want to check him out, his website for the campaign, Elect Smallenberg, SmalenBerg.com. If you would like a link, just text me Todd, T-O-D-D, and I'll text you the link to that website. You can go there and volunteer, donate, and become part of the campaign. So, all right, brother. Well, we're glad you're back home safe and sound, and a lot of folks can see you tonight over there in Alpena's Parade.
Yeah, looking forward to it, brother, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
All right, take care.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday, heading into this weekend after Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving. Send me a text message and let me know if you enjoyed Jerry Stewart's Thanksgiving Day show. Barb Benjamin texted me yesterday, actually during Thanksgiving, said, really, truly appreciated the show. Jerry Stewart reminded us that we are so blessed as a country, and enjoyed the messaging that came from Jerry Stewart. So let me know if you enjoyed it as well. It repeated, of course, this morning from 6 to 9, the day after Thanksgiving. And we will have this show airing on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and on the podcast. Greatly appreciate Todd Smallenberg coming on. Again, open invitation to State Representative Cam Cavett. Anytime you'd like to come on and talk with us, be glad to have him on the show. So reach out to me, Cam. You've got my text number, 231-360-5140. Love to have you on the show. Get some feedback, some response to what you're hearing with Mr. Todd, and give us an update what's going on in Lansing. Oh, that's right, nothing. They're out of session. Let's see. Got a text message of Bo from Indian River. Says no snow in the UP yet, but plenty in Sheboygan. Interesting. So maybe it pushed a little farther south. But yeah, 6 inches was forecasted, supposed to start last night going through 1 p.m. today on Friday. 6 inches of snow up there in Sault Ste. Marie was what the forecast was. So maybe perhaps it got blown south. So Sheboygan is white, according to Bo, right now. We're cloudy and kind of a couple little fluffy snowflakes flying around in the air, but nothing obviously sticking to the deck or the grass or the sidewalks or anything here in Antrim County. So we'll see what happens. We're supposed to get 1 to 2 inches. We'll see what happens. Again, still got time. Get over there to Royal Tire. See Eric and the boys. If you don't do it today, get over there tomorrow, Saturday for sure. You might want to consider giving them a phone call. If you'd like the information sent to you, just text me Royal, R-O-Y-A-L. If you want to include tire, that's great. Royal Tire, and I'll send you the information. They're located at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey. that's just north of the McLaren Hospital, right there on the curve. Not too far away from Jet's Pizza. I love Jet's Pizza. That deep dish. Oh, yes. One of the things that we want to talk to you about in the third hour is what's going on a week from this Saturday, December 2nd. Well, we'll be doing the class over there at Jay's Sporting Goods. Thank you very much, Jay's Sporting Goods, for providing us your Headwaters conference room. The Michigan GOP will be having a state committee meeting. One of our county commissioners, loyal listener to the show, Nikki Coons, she will be there attending it, holding them accountable. Very familiar with Robert's Rules of Order. She's going to be holding the state committee members to it. See if they have a motion, support, a second, if you will, discussion, and then a roll call vote. Nikki, I want to know what the final tally is on Saturday, December 2nd. Text me the vote total as to whether or not they are successful in taking a vote of no confidence on Christina Karamo being the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. And if they are they making a motion to put Pete Hoekstra up to replace her? And tell me what that vote outcome is as well. I'll be able to report on it on Saturday at the class for those of you attending. And then, of course, we'll be talking about it on Monday. That's going to be Monday, December 4th. So kind of interesting. Well, as part of that, we're going to have in our third hour, after our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, we're going to have a half-hour interview with Chuck Richard. He's the former secretary of the 2nd Congressional District, as well as the Oceana County Republican Party. Ran for the state Senate last year against Senator John Bumstead. And we'll get his perspective on what's going on this coup d'etat that's being proposed by some folks here in the Michigan Republican Party. Russell reporting in from Millersburg, some fluffy flakes. So it could be coming to the Onaway Millersburg area here this afternoon. That's the forecast, the picture that I was shown, so we'll see what happens. Lastly, I want to mention real quick, Cliff Tellini is offering a special. If you'd like to taste his beef without buying an entire quarter, you can purchase some ground chuck from him, from ground beef. Actually, it's more than just ground chuck. He's got 1-pound packages available, $4 a pound. Folks, where can you get ground beef for $4 a pound? Text me the word beef, and I'll text you back his phone number, 989-733-2782. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield, top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for